This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Bulletproof Coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 33% off monthly VPS plans with code VPS33 off. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 565.
565.
My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Biomed fans, Roy fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there?
Things.
Keeping cool. It's been like 100 degrees for 3 days, except for today.
Yes, spring weather in the Midwest.
It fucking sucks. It's fucking out of control. I'm fucking doing so much yard work and about to die every weekend. I went to the Home Depot on a fuck day was it? It was either a Saturday or Sunday. Pick your day. Weekend to go to a home improvement store. Never a good sign.
No.
I had to buy 24 bags of mulch because I was short on my mulch delivery. And then, I'll do the curbside pickup. So I'm sitting there for fucking 10 minutes going, where the fuck is my order? And the guy comes out with a receipt and he's like, hey, man, didn't you see that mulch sign? I'm like, no, I didn't see a fucking mulch sign. He's like, you got to go over there, and pick up your mulch. I'm like, okay, great. And I got to go over there and fucking the setup they have is not conducive to get your mulch in your car effectively. So I gotta fucking drive around again and fuckers are throwing it in. And needless to say, it's very busy on the weekends. I try not to go to the home improvement stores when it's like the first nice weekend ever. Don't.
Everybody and their mom is there at that point.
Oh, it was brutal, but I got in and out within, I don't know. I didn't want to load everything up because I was just being a lazy bitch. So I'm like, I'll just fucking order it online and pick it up. That's after you've hauled, I don't know how many cubic yards of mulch. It was like, I think I was at 4 already of having them dump it in your driveway, plus another 4 cubic yards of dirt. And it's me. I don't have sons. My daughter helped for a little bit. She's strong as fuck. But, yep. You know, I don't want to tax all my kids out. Like, come on, it's fucking yard work Monday.
Gotta do it.
Yeah.
We did that this weekend. We had all the little kids and weeds out of the garden. That was nice.
Yeah. See, that's good. You got to put them to work.
Tossed a little bit of ice cream. That's it. So,
yeah. That makes sense. And then that encourages them to want to help you more. So,
yeah.
Like, I might get some ice cream because I never tell my daughters like what I'm going to give them. I usually give them money. And just put it in their bank account. Hey, thanks for helping me. Here's $50 for whatever you just did. Mm-hmm. And then they always want to help. Oh, dad wants help. I'll fucking help him. Yeah, of course. Not always want to help mommy, but, you know, it is what it is.
You know, it works.
Yep. So we had a UFC this weekend.
Yeah, well, according to the UFC website, some of these fights, still in progress. So
I know I was having issues.
We had a couple things happen, but some of these
I want to show you the uncomfortable face off between the main event. Let's just go no sound here. But let's just try to get as gay and as close as possible. You will not break me. I will break you. You will not break me.
I will kiss you.
Seriously, if you're going to get that close, you might as well. You're touching cocks. I didn't look at their cocks. Are the cocks touching? Their cocks are touching. Gay!
There's nothing wrong with it,
but.
Seeing someone's face that closely, I never got that part. It's just weird.
No, it's why? What is the point? Like, let's touch noses and cocks.
Exactly. Maybe that is the point.
Exactly. I would have tried to knock you out. And then I have a little video of the, you know, Jan Błachowicz versus Rakic.
Rakic.
Yes. The Rakic blew out his ACL, apparently.
Yeah, it's kaput.
It was, and it was such like an awkward thing because the video I have is not the exact moment. It's kind of like slow motion. So you could just kind of see he's like steps awkwardly and then his ACL just fucking blows out.
Ouch.
But yeah. Prior to that, Błachowicz had landed a leg kick on the opposite leg and then he just goes down and that's a wrap, man.
Unfortunately.
Probably not the way you want to win.
No.
I'm just saying, probably. I don't know for sure. And then I don't have anything else for the UFC.
No, I got a couple.
Let's talk about Bellator's.
Yeah, where do you want to start?
You tell me.
Well, we got Semtex, you know.
Yes.
Paul Daly, final fight, getting a monster KO. I got a little video here for you. Hopefully it works. If the gods be good. Let's see.
It should be. I think we got multiple angles. Let's see what you got.
I got this one. The gods not be good. Hold on a second. Hopefully it's not going to be too loud.
You'll be all right.
Let's go get a little top game. I'm surprised you didn't throw knees. You so want to throw knees when somebody's standing there. Just
yeah, wow, yeah.
Damn.
And then you got to go to the right hook instead of the left.
Yeah. Just nasty. I mean, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing up his career on a win. It's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the way, and hopefully he'll stay away, but you know, all these guys, they get out for 6 months and then realize, hey, I was making pretty good bank in there. I went out on a win. I still got it. I'm fucking coming back. Bare knuckle fighting championship right around the corner. I actually think he'd do very well over there.
Oh, for sure.
And then I saw Lyoto Machida. He didn't fare so well. He fought Fabian Edwards, and here's the closeout sequence here. And this is Leon Edwards' brother.
Mm-hmm. Machida.
He's got
defense. He's elusive, though, remember?
This is, what is this, the Machida era?
Yeah. this is the angle. There he is, right before he's out.
It looks like he's doing a wall squat right there. Remember those? Fuck that. I hated that shit. Okay, you guys just squat on the wall until we tell you to stop. Okay, go.
Yep.
And then who else? MVP. He lost a split decision. He kind of got wrestle fucked a little bit. Says he's going to work on wrestling. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Really? Everyone should be working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this weird submission. They're calling this the buggy choke. I don't know. It looks like a triangle, like a modified triangle. Okay. So this happened in Bellator. So let me share this. So they kind of go down and so he kind of wraps it, but then he's also using his arm on the other side too to squeeze it off.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, let me back this up a little bit.
Have an official name?
Yeah, they call this the buggy choke. Buggy. So it looks like a triangle. I don't know if I could see it back there.
I can't tell where the pressure is coming from on that. Is it?
So he's triangled, but then he's also got his arm in here and wrapped around. So it's like almost like he's getting a double triangle. Like, see that?
Pressure's on the shoulder there. I don't. Because the arm's not under the neck, under the chin, and then the leg is over the back.
No, it's leg here and leg. So it's a triangle with the legs, but then he's also using the arm around. Right. So it's almost like full constriction, you know?
Like a pressure choke, not necessarily a constriction choke. Like it's like, you know, like a body triangle. Like that's just like tight around the neck.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm like that's interesting because I had never seen that before. Like a buggy choke.
Buggy choke.
Okay, fucking looks cool. If you get the job done, it works for me. And then how about the UFC card this weekend? Let me see if I can pull up the UFC site, because like you, I was having a million problems trying to pull this up. So here we go with Holly Holm versus, I think this is Caitlin Vieira. Caitlin. So you have number two versus number five, and then we just kind of go down from there.
Michelle Ferreira.
He is, it seems like he fights on every card. I swear to God, the guy is everywhere.
And Jaquani.
Yeah, I think it was his brother. He used to be in there. Eric Andrews. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see the prelims. But, I mean, you we talk about this every week. If it's not a numbered card, it's usually you got one decent fight and just a lot of filler. Unfortunately, so you just pick and choose what you want to watch, and it's probably just the main event, and there may be one or two other fights in there I might want to watch, but you know, it's what it is at this point. You know, save up. It's almost like oversaturation. Speaking of oversaturation,
shall we talk about our sponsor?
That's right. A little Manscaped. Hey, summer is coming. The sun is shining. The shirts are off and your balls are smooth. You heard that right. You friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are as smooth as Floridian sand. I will see you in 2 weeks, Floridian sand. I'm ready. My balls are so clean right now. I'm going to spit shine them before I go. In summer, you want to kill some cold beers and barbecues, not kill the vibe with pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. To keep the party in your pantalones looking crisp and fresh all summer long. Dive headfirst into summer by joining the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and get ready for hot guys summer. It's my favorite. By going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus of free shipping.
Yes, and their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor.
That sounds dangerous. Once you go over 6,000, I fear for my life. I'm just saying.
It also has a new multifunction on-off switch, which can engage a travel lock. So, you're not the guy at the airport with your suitcase going,
like, hey, man, what's in your bag? It's a vibrator, okay? It'll work out.
Ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave in case you need to shave your balls in the dark. But I also mentioned that the trimmer is waterproof. From the shower to the lake, from your chest scruff all the way down to your ball fro, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer around.
You can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package with Manscaped. Right on.
Speaking of hairy balls, did you see the photo of Nate Diaz allegedly taking a piss in front of the UFC Performance Center?
Yes.
He's protesting. Although in this photo, you can't really tell if it's actually the place or not. I don't know if it is, but...
It probably is. I wouldn't doubt him.
But, you know... Good for him, trying to stir up a little dust. He wants a fight, doesn't want to fight. He says, everybody sucks. Fuck you all.
Release me. Don't release me.
Fuck everybody.
Prestige worldwide. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Anyways.
He should just piss inside. Why outside?
I don't know.
Piss on someone.
I think you get paid for that.
Typically, you got to pay for that. Scheiße! For the Kaiser! I'm just saying. Hey, let's see some KOs. I got like 4 KO of the week candidates. Let me open all these up at once. Okay. And then I can just go rapid fire. And hopefully they won't be in any order because I have them in order. But fuck it. I want to go crazy. Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's start here. We're going to go no volume because I am afraid of what may come out. So this will be Invicta. We have Lionheart Jill. Something's going to go down, and it's apparently her, and she is out cold, stiff as a board, they say.
This follow-up, too. Whew, brutal.
And then we got this one. This is...
The camera guy saves him from...
Yeah, he fucking breaks his neck in the process here. Here, let me just wrench your neck. I know you fell out of the ring, but fuck you. I got to protect my camera and break your neck in the process. That's two. We go a little karate combat.
Oh, man.
Here's a question. Why do people still wear mouth guards that can get kicked right out of the fuck out of your mouth? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
And then four, another little karate combat and another dead guy. Let's see that again. I kind of missed that. Oh, man. I don't even see what he's getting hit. Oh, he's getting hit with an overhand right as he steps in.
Damn. He's right on the button.
Oh. And he's jerking himself off on the ground there. I don't think that's street legal.
Ring or whatever you want to call it, have like angled sides.
Yes. It's awkward.
Super awkward.
That's weird. What else is happening?
Carla Esparza getting married over the weekend. Sporting her shoe.
Doing her best, Tim Sylvia.
Seatbelt, looking happy, you know. Freaking Sucker Punch Entertainment. That guy's everywhere.
Which guy is Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name again?
I don't know. Forgot
his Brian name. Something.
Brian the Tool Man Taylor.
Let's just leave it. Leave it alone.
Brian Butler.
Yeah, there you go. What a twat. Allegedly a twat. I'm just saying. We don't know him
yet.
At all. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should send him a Manscaped.
A care package.
A Manscaped care package.
But let's ramp it up so we can run that 9,000 RPM. And take the safety features off.
Fuck it.
Like, I severed my nutsack. Hey, man, that's on you. That's not on me.
That was always my greatest fear. It's like, I don't want to sever my balls. What happened? Does stuff leak out or something? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. It's never good. It's never good.
Like your video game, that football game.
Which one?
The back from the Xbox days, the ruptured scrotum football.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was it NFL Blitz or NFL The League? I don't know. You could make your guys do steroids. That was the best football game ever because I'm not about reality. I'm about fucking steroids and trying to cheat the league. And you see, it was like the ruptured scrotum and perforated spleen and all that kind of good stuff. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Hey, why is Tony Ferguson and Daniel Cormier beefing? I saw this little exchange where Ferguson's tweeting out, hey, how not to make weight, ladies and gentlemen. Should have stripped them like they did Charles Oliveira. Shout out to all those doing it right and keeping the sport clean. Blah, blah, blah. And then they're showing Cormier weighing in at 206.2. And then his cheating ways of pushing down where he can literally take about, I think it was 8 pounds off that I tried when I did the towel little trick that Cormier just did. And then Cormier is responding, Tony, please stop. Go sit back for a little. Tuck your head in a hole somewhere. Regroup, man. Recover. Spend some time with your family. Like, just please stop. I plead with you. It's not a good look. Like, you're making me sad. What? Why? What's going on?
I don't know. He's let sleeping dogs lie. He's bringing up old shit. You know, that Cormier's tired and Hall of Famer. And he's just like, leave me alone, man. It's like that happened forever ago, you know?
True.
So.
Well, you just mentioned Kane. Let's bring him up, the picture.
Yeah.
His bail got denied again, but I'm looking at this picture. It's really reminding me, is he in Con Air? Like one of the convicts in Con Air with Nicolas Cage? That's what he looks like right there.
He does.
The Superfly Snooker.
They're still wearing masks, huh?
Apparently. Why? What state is he in besides fucked up? I don't get it.
Yeah, he's denied bail, judge condemning him to reckless disregard for human life. So, not good.
Yeah, I think he's looking at 15 to life, and based on how the judge has been viewing this, he's going to do a hard 15.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. He ain't getting out, that's for sure. He's doing some prison time.
Mm-hmm.
And he should. I mean, he should have went about it. First, you have to get the right person. You fucking shot the wrong person. That's where it starts. And he should have done it with his fists. Like, are you telling me he couldn't beat a man to a living death?
He could if he wanted to.
Like Ken Shamrock wanted to fucking beat you to a living death. Right?
He did. Yeah, it's a sad story, but what are you going to do? I mean, he made...
Yeah. I mean, it's a lose-lose. There's no winners in that one. Everyone comes out not right. So it's unfortunate, but I mean, if you got to think about the consequences. You got to get the right person. That's just, if you got the right person, they would probably be way more lenient. A lot of people can get off on that shit if you get the right person, but the way he went about it, like running someone off the road and then fucking shooting them, it's because he's endangered other people's lives. That's the problem with all this. He just endangered one person that fucked everything up. You'd probably be all right. Maybe a year at most. But the way he did it, he's getting 15 for sure. Maybe out in 7. But
unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't like it. I don't like talk about it.
No, but you know, in other news.
Yes.
Junior Dos Santos, who, you know, strikingly enough, should be in the same conversation, actually just made his fight contract for Eagle FC 47, where he's going to face Jorgen De Castro. He's going to headline this sucker. It's coming out this weekend, May 20th. And I think on that card, you got like Thiago Silva and Hector Lombard are also fighting. So
really? Like, I thought Hector was in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, or maybe they can do whatever they want. Maybe it's not exclusive.
Oh, he's returning to MMA. So, Lombard, that is. So,
yeah.
I don't know about the contract thing, but I know that he's going back to MMA, and I'm not sure if he can do both or not. It's not the UFC, so it's like...
No, most of the other organizations, they're pretty lenient where you can fight, and they're willing to lend you out or fight whatever. You could probably fight a woman if you wanted. Mm-hmm. I hear that's in vogue.
You're never going to get it. Never going to get it.
That's right.
You do.
Roar, 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 roar. Well, in Lumen Color.
That's what happens when I sing, all the dogs start barking.
Yes, that's right. And also, there's a rumor of potentially a little Dustin Poirier versus Colby Covington at 170 pounds. I actually like that. I don't know.
It could be a good time. I don't hate it.
No, and I think Dustin can kind of, I think he's in the driver's seat with his career. I don't even know who to pick in that one, because it's Colby's got so much fucking cardio. It's like he's tough as fuck. But so is Dustin, and Dustin could potentially knock him out. And maybe as a coin flipper. I don't know. Hard to say. But I'm in for that fight for sure.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna be awesome.
It could potentially look like this fight. I didn't know this was a thing, so I'll just preface that when I share this. So apparently this is a thing.
Oh, Jesus, what is happening?
This is wheelchair MMA. Notice the intensity and go
super intense. How does this work?
I don't know. It looks like we just kind of ram our wheelchairs together.
I mean,
the action will pick up once they release the tiger in the cage.
Oh, he's trying to get him up against the cage.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a good strategy, right? Yeah, I'm throwing like a little laughs and backhands and trying to hammer fist you into submission.
I mean, are they actually disabled, handicapped, or is it?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But I would just grab his tire and throw him over. I don't know if that's legal, if you can touch the other guy's wheelchair.
Oh, I'm guessing.
But I feel like he just got pushed over right there. Now he's like a turtle. Like, what the fuck, man? But anyway, I guess that's a thing. I didn't know that was a thing. But every day you live and you learn.
I feel like everybody's fighting everywhere for every reason.
Yeah, but in that case, I feel like maybe they shouldn't have wheelchairs. Maybe they should have like those dog wheelchairs where the wheels are behind them and they have to use their hands to walk forward. I don't know. I'm an innovator. I'm like the Elon Musk of MMAs.
Okay. And my last bit of story, Paul Felder.
Yes.
The triathlons, and he's going to be featured in a documentary coming out soon called, what the hell is it called? I forgot the name now. Damn it. Anyways, there's a documentary coming out and he's going to be running triathlons. As you can see in the photo, it's very intense.
He looks like he's straining, trying to hold his shit in. Shit himself yet again. He's like, I'm not going to Yoel Romero this.
No. So, you know, good for him. Probably not coming back to fighting. Maybe he's been hanging out with the Diaz brothers.
Maybe.
You know, he was a pretty endurance kind of a guy. So it makes sense. Like, he always had good cardio.
True.
I remember.
Here's a good one for you. Here's Paige VanZant shooting a gun with high heels on. I don't know. Hang on. Let me put a little volume on this. I don't think there's any
jiggle happening.
Oh my God, it's loud. I just wish she had an automatic gun. Because she's like taking her time. And I feel like we have the wrong camera angle here. Like the way she's standing, like spread. She's not even typically you want to be like left foot forward. And she's just spread eagle. So anyway, I saw that.
You're obsessed, Matt.
I'm just trying to point out the ladies doing cool things. And then this might be the coolest thing I've seen in a while from a fighter, or this is a UFC female commentator. Here's Laura Sanko doing her best Baywatch. You heard me. Baywatch? Baywatched impression.
Hey now. Yeah. I used to watch the shit out of that show when I was.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty good. I'm buying it.
Yeah, I like the eye makeup too.
It's very provocative.
I could probably watch that all day. I'm just saying. She's doing work. She's doing Lord's work. That's what it's all about. Laura Sanko making it happen. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. This is a real convict. Donald on Twitter, he asks, whatever happened to Edmund Tavarian? That's a good question, right?
Probably telling someone they're doing great. You're doing great.
Keep it up, champ. More of the same.
He's like, you're doing great. You're doing great.
I think he's coaching Little League Baseball right now. That's what happens when you don't have the talented fighter at the time. Follow-up question, different one. We'll go with a little tweet here. Quote, this was an MMA opinion that will result in this. It says John Wick with about a million guns pointed at his head.
Quote this with an MMA result? Like as in?
Like an opinion that would get you in that position. So like one of those could be, hey, Ronda Rousey could beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. Remember all that talk? Like, oh my God, fuck off.
An opinion. Brandon Vera should have been the double champ.
Fuck yeah, he should have been. He was the first guy that should have been.
Let me see. Conor McGregor is the greatest fighter that ever lived.
Well, according to him, he is. But you get the gist of it. Let's see, we'll move right along. So this is a Charles Rivera tweeted this out. He says, just for the record, I like to break records and I want to break another one. So fighting twice in the same night, I cannot counter out and make Diaz tap. What do you think, Dana White? So do you think that's even could he do that?
I think it depends on which order he fights the two guys.
And are they coming in fresh?
I think he fights Connor first. He could possibly do what he says. I think if he fights Diaz first, I think that might be too much of a cardio battle. He'll be tired.
So I agree. Yeah.
I think he's got to fight Connor first because it's probably a two round. Maybe.
Yeah. If you survive round one with Connor, for sure you're winning.
Yep.
Yep.
Then he can just jiu-jitsu Diaz. And I'd like to – actually, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Those two guys are exciting. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So, do a little jiu-jitsu.
Or even if they did – if we could go old school tournament at 155, one night, I don't know, two or three fights. It'd be a tough, tough fight. But I kind of like Oliveira's chances as a champ. Like, I think he beats everybody in a tournament. Because you think about his skill set and his cardio, because he's always like he usually gets dropped, but he's also tough enough to weather the storm. He doesn't get knocked out cold. He just gets dropped. And then he's like, if you want to come into his world and then fucking jiu-jitsu you calf slicer or whatever fucking crazy shit he's going to put on you. You know, I think he's just luring people in. Maybe he doesn't really get hurt. He just faints like. Oh, that punch hurt me and he falls down so that people come into his guard. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I would like to see them do some, I don't know if it's legal anymore to do a one night tournament. I think it depends on state or country, but again, the UFC fights, they can run fights wherever they want. We have Fight Island, right? You could do whatever you want over there. Pride rules. We're still waiting for that Pride event. So anyway, and then I saw this as another video, but pull this up. I you have to commentate this and tell me what the fuck am I looking at here?
Oh, he's doing a little bow and arrow. The
but he did like a heart.
I love you. Arrow. Arrow defense. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think he loves him. I think he wants to get in his pantalones azules. I'm not sure. Oh fuck, there's so much weird shit going on. And then this other video, so we're gonna need a little bit of sound. This is The Rock watching the second round of Michael Chandler versus Tony Ferguson. This might be turbo loud. Hang on, I didn't share sound. Let me try this again.
Let me tell you something. You could feel the electricity and the mana. You could feel it through the TV. By the way, I could just imagine how it is in this arena. Let's fucking go, boys.
How hammered is The Rock?
Terramana to cheer.
Terramana toast, cheers. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's the energy I had when that happened. I just was like, holy shit. I was like, holy fuck, what the fuck just happened? Jesus Christ, the guy dead?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? The Rock's hammered. Let's just post that. UFC, run with it. Oh, man. There's so much strange shit. Here's another weird one. What's this move called? That one didn't quite work out.
What the hell are you doing? It's like, come on down on the ground.
I don't know. He's trying to pull guard, but some kind of reverse style.
It's like, you can't be pulling that.
It's like he doesn't know how to do a full roll to go after the leg. Like he's trying to roll all the way over. Didn't quite work out.
The guy's like, hey, man, what are you doing?
And since we're going to start a fight? Oh, my God. I don't know. Do you have any knowledge?
Yes, I do. I saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness over the weekend with the kid. I have mixed feelings about this film. It's a confusing at parts because I think you have to really know the Marvel like movies pretty well to make sense of some of it. But I thought the special effects were pretty cool, and overall, like, it moves the story forward. And there was a couple of cameos in there that I hadn't expected. I think they're up to some shit behind it. I think it's gonna be a good year of Marvel. So, have you seen it?
I'm gonna go this weekend coming up.
Okay. I think you said you love Doctor Strange, right? Mm-hmm. You like the first one, the first movie?
Yep.
Okay. It's more of the same, but more weird and a lot of interweaving. If you can brush up on your Marvel Universe knowledge beforehand, it pulls some weird stuff in there. So, but they had the trailer for Thor, the new one. That looks awesome. It's called like Rock of Ages or Thunder or something like that. It's like,
It looked like his girlfriend got thored out too. She's all like buff. Who is that? Natalie Portman playing his chick.
I had a thing for her. She's nice.
Yeah, she looked like she put on a little meat, and like it looked like she was wielding a hammer. Like, nice.
Yes.
So we could stick on the superhero theme. I saw this, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it. So I can't share a sound because it's like the Superman, but apparently you can do this cool stuff sometimes. So some guy's doing some kind of video. He's trying to make himself look like Superman. Apparently, you know, you can just make yourself fly through the air and go
with three legs. I mean,
with your fucking Manscaped balls out.
What the fuck?
Right? Like, what are we doing here, son?
I don't know what's happening.
I want like 15-pound balls. You know?
More disturbing, his overly bleached hair or balls.
I don't know. That was one, and then I don't know what the other one I have here is. Oh, let's keep on that theme of cock and balls. And I didn't know this was a thing that you can get in Grand Theft Auto. Apparently, you can make a cock and ball car. And you can just fucking drive around. You can just tool around the town. Fucking ramming your fucking cock and balls into people.
Oh my God. If people have too much time on their hands. That's
yeah.
Are they making another one of those?
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 6 should be around in 2030. I don't know. They said they're working on it. So I would imagine 2 more years because, you know, you got to milk the last one for like fucking 8 years.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a while. I think Brian said he's still playing it and he got back into it.
Did he?
Yeah. It just seems like a lot of work to get back in. I'll just wait for the new one.
Yeah. There's no official release date. They're working on it, but the pictures they sent look awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, them working on it, I feel like when they put games out, I don't ever remember a Grand Theft Auto being incomplete. Like, I don't remember them being buggy. I feel like they will wait until it's 100% ready. Not like every other fucking game manufacturer that just puts out dog shit. I think the last major one was the Halo game. Like, the most recent one, complete dog shit, complete unbalanced. And a lot of the things were with that one. Like, you just crossplay is enabled. You can play against computer people. So I'm playing against keyboards and mice, and I'm on the fucking console. Like, how the fuck is that fair? Like, you're gonna lose 9 times out of 10. That's so not fair. And there's no option to turn that off. Like, that's a basic thing that should be included. And it just seems like they're trying to fuck the gamer every which way they can. And not show you all the relevant stats of at the end of the game. Like, I want to see how many kills, how many deaths, what's my ratio. And then depending upon what it is, if it's a domination, like how many times did I defend? How many times did I attack? Now it's like they just try to dumb it down and show you just minimal information. Like, you did okay. Mm-hmm. But I want to see what I'm doing during the game so I can make modifications. Like, okay, I'm getting my ass kicked, so I should switch. but you're not showing me all the detailed information anymore. Cause you think I just like enjoy playing the game. Like, no, I want to see the fucking stats. Cause if you're not first, you're last, motherfucker, Ricky Bobby.
That gets really curious about his video game.
Fucking, that's all I have. Like from a competition standpoint, like what do I have to compete with? Can't compete with my body anymore. Only on video games.
Okay.
So, fair enough. That's it. We can shut it down.
All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.